From Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. Sherwood Park, where the romance and adventure of Robin Hood meets the romance and adventure of a 20-minute commute to Edmonton. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Okay. Okay, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the League of Cats to order. All right, settle down. Come on, all of you cats, settle down. God, it's like trying to manage, it's like hurting a really disorganized group. Okay, settle down. Settle down, please. Please all settle down. Thank you. Fellow cats, as you know, dogs are now more popular than ever. I agree 100%. We cannot allow cats to become the secondary pet. We must increase our popularity. Any suggestions?
We already poop in a box. What more do people want?
Well, we need to think outside the box.
No, trust me, we do not want that.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Any other ideas?
Well, how about more of that thing where we just stare at something behind them that isn't there?
Okay, good. Anything else?
We could do less of that thing we do.
What thing?
Where we go, hook, 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 hook,
ah! Oh. Why would we stop doing that? It's adorable.
I believe I have the answer.
Very well, you have the floor. Proceed.
I have invented a thing called the internet.
Oh, like a net for catching fish?
No, it connects computers together. They will think it's a way for them to communicate and look up information, but its actual purpose shall be to display adorable and hilarious photos of us. We shall pose in boxes, in ceilings, and with cheeseburgers.
And what will that accomplish?
Our people will never want to leave the house. Walking dogs will become an unacceptable drain on their internet time. They will come to resent their dogs, and eventually, to hate them.
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, can we poke our heads through bread?
You can, and you must.
What if we resemble horrible dictators from the past? Would they enjoy that?
They would love noting that similarity.
What if we hold our faces under their chins so it looks like we're their beards?
Cat bearding is an actual thing that they will enjoy. So, you see, the internet shall be the greatest cat propaganda device the world has ever seen. And, while they are on it, we will take over their laps.
What if the computer is on their laps?
Then we shall lie on the keyboard. They will find it annoying, but we will be so cute, they'll just type around us.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. All right, very well. All in favor?
Meow.
Make it so. But wait, how can we be sure this internet will be popular in the first place?
I'll put a bunch of dirty pictures on it.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
JJ's phone. I'm gone for 10 days, so leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
Hey, JJ, it's me. I'm using your phone. I'm on your porch. Whoa! Okay, I'm not gonna waste your time. Enjoy the surfing vacation, buddy. You know, catch a wave for me. Yeah, okay, I'm just calling to say that I won't be calling anymore, okay? Everything is fine at your house. Thanks for letting me house it. This will be the only time you hear from me, okay? Hey, does your fridge make ice? You know, like, does it have one of those special ice-making things? You know what? Forget it. I'll make do. Okay, we'll see you when you get back. Hey, JJ, my main man. A quick question. Is it okay for your dog to eat marshmallows? Like, will it get sick if it has one or two or, you know, maybe four bags when I'm not looking? I just remembered, you know how when you get a stain on a couch, you just flip the cushion? Yeah. Well, what do you do if it's stained all the way through? Never mind. Forget it. Enjoy the vacay. Yeah. All's well on the home front. Hey, for one thing, I'm in the house, and I got that fridge to make ice. Woo! Hey, JJ? How do you stop your fridge from making ice? Fridge from making ice, like a hypothetical fridge, and it was shooting ice cubes out and making the kitchen a really dangerous place, and I... Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh, ow! God, ow, it's cool! Ow! Oh, God, oh, God! Listen, last thing! Oh, unrelated to your house! Oh, what gets red wine out of carpet? Because the answer's not gasoline! Oh, okay, I gotta go!
Hello, I'm Donald Sutherland. Most people know me as an actor and voiceover artist, but did you know I'm also a ladies' man? I've bedded over 4,100 beauties in my time, and now you can too, thanks to my new Donald Sutherland breath mints. The only breath mints that precisely reproduce the smell in my mouth and throat. No matter the occasion, Donald Sutherland breath mints will give you the confidence you need to tap into your inner Lothario. That's because each and every Donald Sutherland breath mint is pre-suckled by yours truly. Giving them an aroma that no woman can resist. Don't believe me? Observe what happens when a man chewing one of my mints approaches a woman at a bar.
Pardon me, could I buy you a drink?
Your breath, it smells like the almost palpable grief in the 1980 film Ordinary People. Let's go to my place right now!
Okay!
Another satisfied customer. So, fellas, do yourself a favor and snag yourself a pack of Donald Sutherland breath mints. They come in a variety of Sutherland delicious flavors, including mash, Clute, JFK, and new Hunger Games. And those are all names of movies I've starred in. My breath mints are available in bowling alleys, under bridges, and in gas station bathrooms.
Lots of breath mints claim to give you the magic of Donald Sutherland, but only Donald Sutherland breath mints actually capture the aroma of Donald Sutherland's mouth and throat.
That's because I suckle every mint in my own mouth and throat.
Hey, this is JJ's phone. I'm gone for 10 days, so leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
Hey, hope your vacation's, you know, waves. Hey, you seen your dog? Like, is she with you? Because, like, if she is, perfect, yeah. Yeah, and if she's not, then, just kidding. Hey, wait a second. You don't have a dog! Do you? You know, I don't know if you're getting these messages, but if you are, we need to have a serious talk. It's about the fridge. It's really hot, hey? Like, I thought I defeated it in the battle of the ice kitchen with the garden hose in your microwave, but now the fridge has evolved into this final form, and it's super hot. Yeah, your house is, like, really humid. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, one more thing. You should probably learn Swedish. Yeah, just the basics even. Oh, I can't get into it now. Yeah, we'll talk later.
You're listening to the 1 Minute Radio Network, all the news and information you need in 60 seconds. And now, here's your host, Jane Sparsley.
Hello, and welcome to the 1 Minute Radio Network. I'm Jane Sparsley. 1 Minute News starts now. News headlines: tension in the Middle East, Rob Ford, ice caps melting, teens and their iPods, and a baby panda who's friends with a dog. Gary Reed's got sports.
Last night's scores were 3-1, 7-5, 9-8, 10-0, 98-72, and 0-0. Jane?
Am
local team, hey, Gary?
They suck.
Thanks, Gary. Now traffic and weather together with Sandra Marks and Don Michaels.
A tractor trailer has overturned on the 404.
Should give a bit of precipitation overnight. Look for I-21 to the low of 13 overnight. That's traffic and weather together. Jane?
Thanks, guys. That's some nice weather, bad traffic we got there, huh? Pretty good, bad.
You betcha, Jane. Yes.
The phone lines are open. 1-800-555-2323. Line 1, go.
Hey, Jane.
Line 2, you're on.
I have a comment, Anna.
Line 3, go.
What's the topic?
And here's Ray Bobson with the editorial.
Is it just me?
Good night.
This has been the 1 Minute News, now 8 minutes of ads.
Okay, I'm just gonna read this because I'm having trouble finding the words. JJ, I lost your house in a poker game to the Swedish ambassador to Canada. I'm really sorry. Good news, I have arranged for you to continue living here. Bad news, technically now you're on Swedish soil, so you'll have to obey Swedish law while you're in your own home. Branding hip. I think that surfs up in Swedish. I solved the Swedish stuff. I can't wait till you get back. Oh, can you never go in your basement again? It's the Swedes, yeah. They've used an axe as a key. Stay back! Maybe if I lure them to...
And now, an announcement from me. Here at The Irrelevant Show, we're interested in exploring human behavior in all its forms, from the loftiest heights of achievement to the lowest cesspools of humiliation. From glittering high culture all the way down to what some of you will do later tonight and deny tomorrow. We're about building bridges. And that's why we're so excited to announce a major new project, a brand new opera based entirely on an exchange of text messages between two random Canadians. This exchange takes place at 2 a.m, so they're particularly random. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present Jocelyn Ulf, Kieran Martin Murphy, and Maestro Jan Randall with the world premiere of You Up, the Text Opera.
Your kissing buddy, X, X, X.
Hey, Pete, I was just thinking of you.
Not Pete.
Fred!
No.
You're sure it's not Pete?
No, you met my grandma. You came to family Xmas.
Adam!
No! Camping in Jasper, shooting stars, crying under the waterfall.
Not ringing a bell!
Okay, it's Alex Williams!
Alex, no! I told you we're done!
It's been 3 years, I think about you all of the time. And Sarah, no one, I say no one, will ever love. Part 2 of 2. As much as I adore.
OMG, you're so cute.
Winky face, smiley face. LOL.
LMAO.
ROTFL.
RGH.
What's the SP?
Swimming pool!
You're dirty!
You are dirty!
So spank me again!
Glasses, please!
I want to L you in the
arm! I'm gonna cheat! This is Pete. Hey, Pete! It's your favorite kissing buddy!
Kelly with an I. Kelly with a Y.
No.
Barb,
no.
Deb.
No.
Friend.
No.
Sue.
It's Sarah! Oh,
losing power! Losing power! No bars! Gather! Go!
To The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or to our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Our website also has web-only sketches, video, contests, and way more. We're also on Facebook and the Twitter.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
We love hearing from all our listeners, especially the ones who think we're involved in some kind of conspiracy. So we were very excited to receive one particular email recently. In fact, we were so thrilled we wanted to give this email special treatment.
And so The Irrelevant Show proudly presents Listener Mail Beat Poetry, featuring an actual listener email and the bass stylings of Mr. Jan Randall.
I'm from the 60s, no straight. Have been nourished by many CBC comedies since then. The Irrelevant Show must be a reflection of the rise of Harpertar. It gives nothing of value to the airwaves. Cheap mocking shots is all it's got. I never imagined such destitution of value / positive stimulation. Alberta has sold its soul to the tar dollar. Truth? You can't face the truth. The existence of Harper's Alberta rests on global ruin, and The Irrelevant Show is a sad distillation of that sad fact. I have never made such a negative comment to any show in my life. The lady can sing. That's it.
Thanks for that email, man who sent it.
If you have anything to say about the show and any preference for the musical accompaniment we give it, our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
JJ, great news from the home front. Your house has been liberated. I will say this. Thank God Sweden went to war with Norway in 1814, because your Norwegian neighbors did not forgive or forget. I've been in some big Scandinavian brawls, my friend, but this one was something special. Oh, even your dog came back to help in the fight. Oh, and your fridge. Oh, your fridge was so brave. Oh, shooting ice cubes at our nautical pressures. Yeah, we won! We learned a lot, my friend. I learned that in war, there's a lot of broken furniture. I gotta be honest with you. I was nervous that something might go wrong while I was house-sitting, but fee you!
Yes, sir. Operation Poseidon is good to go on your call, sir. Yes, sir, I
ma'am,
do understand.
Ma'am, I cannot let you just walk in there.
I am not leaving.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear that. The last thing you said, what was... Pierce, what's going on?
I'm sorry, sir. She just walked in
General
here.
Yates, I have very important matter to discuss
I'm sorry,
with
but
you.
I'm going to have to let you go, Mr. President. Goodbye. I'm sorry, you are...
Karen Wilson. Richard Wilson's mother.
Richard...
Sir. She means Lieutenant Richard Hawkman Wilson.
Hawkman.
Yes, Richard, the boy you shouted at.
Sir, Hawkman breached protocol with new stealth technology. He knocked 13 Apache helicopters and 2 battleships out of commission. He single-handedly crippled the entire Pacific Fleet.
And he felt very badly about that.
Ma'am, it was lucky no one was injured.
Did he say he was sorry?
I believe he may have had some remorse.
Well, so he apologized, and you still shouted at him in front of his friends.
Oh, ma'am, our forces are preparing for a very dangerous mission.
Did Richard try his best?
I'm sure he did.
Did he do all his homework?
Well, of course he did. Navy SEALs train rigorously for all their assignments.
General, the problem is that you are focusing on poor results rather than good efforts.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm calling security.
Before you make that call, I have someone on hold who would like to speak with you.
Eugene? Is that you?
Mom?
Eugene, did you swear and say bad things to Karen's son?
Mom, I'm a general.
That is no excuse for rudeness.
But Mom!
Eugene, you apologize to Karen's son and let him back in the sea lions again.
It's seals.
Don't talk back to me, Eugene. Now, you will say you're sorry. Let Richard have a helicopter again. Am I clear, young man?
Yes, Mom.
Thank you. Now, Karen told me she'd bring him to your office today.
What?
Okay, honey, come on in.
Oh, my God, Mom, you're humiliating me.
Go ahead, Eugene.
General, we're waiting.
Eugene.
Sorry.
Like you mean it?
I'm sorry I yelled at you, and I'd like you to be a SEAL again, Hawkman.
Thanks. Sorry about the battleships and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. We got some more.
I'm proud of you, sweetie. Now you put Karen on.
Okay, my mom wants to talk to you.
Hi, Betty? Well, thank you so much. We'll see you Wednesday for brunch. Here's Eugene.
You're a good son, Eugene. I'm going to make you a batch of your favorite cookies.
Oh. Thanks, Mom.
Sir, the president just called. Apparently, you hung up on him and you're fired.
Oh, my God!
Don't worry, Pumpkin. Mommy will sort this out. Just let me make a quick call. Hi, Michelle?
JJ, your address is 34 Cranston, right? Not 36? Because according to Mrs.
Jenkins? Rhonda Jenkins?
Yeah. I'm not in your house, so, you and me, we're good, buddy. Yeah.
You've been
listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browson,
Neil Grond,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Alf, Kieran Martin Murphy, and our resident composer, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Special thanks to sound maestro Eric Wagers.
Guest appearances by Steve Glassman, Katie Soden, and Mark Connolly of CBC Edmonton.
Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, James Hartnett, Tom Hill and Ember Konopacki, Peter Stevens, and head writer Neil Grond. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Hey, cat owners. Is your cat part of the cute cat internet conspiracy? Show us. Go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and upload your most adorable cat photo. Let's reveal this conspiracy, and your cat might appear in a future sketch.